Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzana. You're tuning into the UAuth Revolution Instant Awakenings, and I am incredibly excited today because we have a friend and one of our most incredible guests. I think she is the UAuth Revolution personified, and it's none other than Ann Taylor. She has been with us from day one and has literally done such incredible things for people all over the planet, including our group, including the 100 countries that we reach, and including all of you who have taken part, many of you, in her programs through the years. And what she's doing now is very different and getting stronger and stronger than she's ever done before. You're going to hear about some new developments, how she's getting more and more stronger in her abilities and power in her prayer work, and what she's doing and what she's going to do today, because our big topic, our big mission, as you guys know, is to activate and awaken you to the life you were born to live. And what would it be like if you could have the biggest fears in your life, the biggest blocks, the biggest anchors? I mean, imagine like you're trying to like fly like this beautiful bird, and you have these huge, giant, rusty anchors that are just clawed into the ground, keeping you from flying. What would it be like if the three fears that you are wanting to eliminate, that you must eliminate to get the biggest awakening, of those were gone? That's the power. So we're going to do that on this call. We're actually going to, and I don't know if this is a typo, I'm going to check with Ann, we're actually going to have these three fears eliminated and reprogram and reinstall in you a new way of thinking to set you free. And I don't think we've ever done this before, so just imagine your three biggest fears. We're going to also empower you in a way that Ann explains, so that you create a 2013 that for you has never existed before. And we're going to show you how you can release these. Now, I do want to talk about what these fears are, but I'm going to let Ann reveal those because they're very, very powerful. And if you get these removed, if you can get this and you can be present today and you can receive this and you can hold on to this energy, these are literally like levers for miracles, in my opinion. Now, Ann is going to explain how these three specific pieces of healing work that she does will change your life. We're also going to talk about how you can move forward and make sure these stay uninstalled, unactivated, unanchoring your true vibration. And we're also going to hear from a special guest as well, but that's a surprise coming later, so you want to stay to the end. Close all your doors, get everything else going on out of the way so you can pay full attention. Ann's here, and her energy is incredibly powerful. I can feel it. Now, I want to do this. Read about Ann, although so many of you know her. I want to just share her background from stockbroker to world-renowned energy healer. With her work now in more than 95 countries, Ann has been doing miraculous healings with tens of thousands of people for 17 years. Her healing work is legendary for permanently eliminating negative beliefs, worries, and the exact fears that are holding you back. She actually has helped people in so many different areas and has been endorsed by Dr. Bernie Siegel, Joe Vitale, who's on The Secret, and Robert Sheinfeld, to name a few. She was actually a very successful stockbroker for over 12 years and a VP, vice president of a Fortune 500 company, when she was literally guided by Spirit and God to change her life path, and she discovered her amazing ability to heal. She literally has been committed to personal and spiritual growth for all of you, but doing it in a way that's actually instantaneous and is, in essence, irreversible once you totally awaken. She is one of the few people I know that has this gift of creating instantaneous awakenings, and it's deep and it's profound. And what I love about Ann is that she actually reprograms you with a new consciousness so that your original limiting belief never returns. Now, I am an example of that because when I started this series, when I started my new life, a lot of you know, I went to Ann and we met and we actually, over the phone, did some clearing work. And one of the things she installed in me was this great confidence, like someone like a Donald Trump. And I said, I want to be like Richard Branson. I admire him. And we went in and said, well, what limiting beliefs are keeping you from being an adventurer in the world like Richard Branson? I want to be an adventurer of consciousness. And we installed that and we removed the beliefs. And I can tell you, yes, I've had little challenges here and there, but I don't have that weight holding me back like it was. I don't have that glass ceiling I'm bumping up against. And when I get new opportunities and new things, I see them as these great adventures, and my mind is free to have the these huge ideas. So much so, because I'm an adventurer of consciousness, because of what we did, I have people in all different fields come to me for advice and guidance on marketing, what they can do and how they can move their ideas forward and create new awakenings. And I believe, honestly, it's because these fears that kept me stuck in this tiny little limited way of thinking were gone. And I attribute so much of that to Anne. Her healing work is legendary. Now, I want to share what people have been experiencing with Anne really quick, and we've got some incredible things are going to happen, something we've never done before. One person wrote in, Kiana, I used to believe that life was a struggle. Now life is a joyful experience with no struggle at all. I now believe that it's fun and easy to make money, whereas before I thought it was a struggle. My self-confidence is through the roof. I no longer doubt myself, which is huge for me. I've done EFT, affirmations, subliminal recordings, and none of them compare to the work Anne does. The work that she asked God to do gets to the root of the issue and eliminates it. A new way of thinking. It is so amazing in its power. Lena said, I've changed so much. I now have great trust that money will always be there and that I deserve great financial abundance. Magically, my money worries and fears are gone. I feel very comfortable in my skin. I love myself in ways more than I used to. I am also a published author now, to be exact, a 2-day-old author. I'm so happy the ball is rolling. Another lady, Arishka, this is the international audience, said, my business is really picking up. My sales are great. Money is flowing to me, and I am so happy. Another lady, Sylvania from Yonkers, wrote in a while ago. She said, I'm in Anne's 21-day prayer and healing. It's miraculous. I let go of the negative attitudes that I never imagined I'd be able to let go of. I wasn't even expecting this to be possible to shift. She says, just do it. Another person, Grace, I'm so free right now because of this. All right, so without further ado, Anne's here. We've got people packing in lines. We've got people tuning in and some special guests and things happening and even some surprises. Anne, welcome back to the You Wealth Revolution Instant Awakenings.
Oh, thank you, Darius. It's such a joy to be back with everybody. Hey, we're going to have some fun. We're going to eliminate some really big fears that people have and some attitudes, and you'll just notice a big, huge difference. And I'm just ready to play. I'm thank you for the introduction. And people probably think, you know, how can I change my career? Well, anything's possible. From when you go from a stockbroker to an energy healer, anything's possible.
Well, I want to do this, and I know that so many people know all about you, but we also have a lot of people maybe who haven't heard your story and how you shifted and how through your work you actually helped heal some master healers themselves, and then your life just exploded. And I'm thinking about, like, you know, some of the people you've worked with. Can you kind of share a little bit of the journey from where you were to where you are now?
Well, a little bit of the journey is that I really never wanted to be an energy healer. In fact, when I was invited to go to Toledo, Ohio to get this attunement for healing, I fought against it. I was then senior director of development at Unity School of Christianity, and we had some donors that really wanted me to come to Toledo to get this attunement from a woman who was giving this attunement for healing. And I had already done this twice, and I didn't think third time would be the charm or anything I'd be interested in. So, but I went. And I came home, started laying hands on people and getting results. And how I learned to do it at a distance is I had somebody call me on a Sunday and said, I can't come. We're going to have to do it on the phone because I'm sick. You know, so I grabbed a teddy bear, started working on her, and learned that I didn't need to have them in front of me. I didn't have anybody to teach me this. I just did it intuitively. I just thought, well, what do I have to lose? She can't come. I'll try this. So then, after I figured it out that I could do it at a distance, which I didn't know what to call it, I started calling people across the United States, and one of them was my friend Dr. Bernie Siegel, and started doing some work on Bernie and his family, and he was very gracious. And when I started my practice, a little less than a year later, I went down and got Bernie and I booked at the Unity on the Plaza speaker series with Carolyn Mace and James Redfield and a few others. Bernie was so gracious to fly in and speak with me because of the work he'd done. He was one of my first long-distance healing clients. With Bernie,
And that was amazing because, you know, Dr. Bernie Siegel is just this renowned healer, and you actually did work on him, and it was one of your first, and it was so successful he had to come meet you. And
Bernie knew me. I had hired him in Naples, Florida to speak twice. And in Tampa, Florida, I had gone to Tampa, Florida with the intention of having 5,000 people to speak for him, and I had 3,400. I didn't make my 5,000, but we got 3,400.
Wow.
And so I knew Bernie. We've been friends now for 24 years, Bernie and I have. So, I mean, when I called him up and said, can I do healing work on you, I had a track record of following through on what I said I was going to do. So he was very open to it. And when he came to Kansas City, he was very gracious and cut his fee in half. So
wow.
I just tell you, this is one just a little side about Bernie Siegel. He's the real deal. He's a really gracious human being, wonderful human being. But anyway, so I had to really follow my guidance through this whole career as a healer because there wasn't any really books for me to read way back when. And how I got Joe Vitale as a client, this is interesting. I really have not ever told this story before. Everybody's brand new. When I became this career, I didn't know how to get clients. I mean, how do you go and get clients? So I took out a quarter-page ad in Yoga Journal in Body, Mind, and Spirit, a quarter-page ad in the back, and I put up the top, it says, before each healing experience, you really want to know, dot, dot, dot. Then you go down to the bottom, does this really work? And I gave away free 15-minute phone consultations at that time. But I didn't know how else to do it. I had to prove it to them that it worked before they'd buy my product. And I had an assistant, Tabitha, and I just line up all these 15-minute phone consultations, and one of them happened to be Dr. Joe Vitale.
Wow.
And so Joe saw the ad in Body, Mind, and Spirit and called, and then he had two phone appointments with me where he sent me a check. Back then we did checks. We didn't have PayPal. And then he just put me out to his list. Joe never had to pay for another appointment after that. And then that's why Robert Sheinfeld found me. And that's Robert Sheinfeld put me up to his entire list after he found me and had me come. I co-presented with Robert's October event in 2004 with him. And but one thing led to another, but it was on pure faith and trust. I want to tell you, a lot of times my heart was in my throat because I could have some really wild and hairy stories to tell all of you that I did, like, when I signed Bernie and I up to speak in front of 1,200 people at Unity on the Plaza, I had never worked with a group before. I'd only worked one-on-one. And I just said I'd work with 1,200 people. I went, oh, my God, I hope this works with a whole bunch of people. And so I booked I went to the Unity Church in Naples, Florida, where I had been on the board and put together a couple of lecture series for them and knew the minister real well. And I did a workshop in front of 70 people, and I did not know if it was going to work or not. That I could do healing work with 70 people or not. But I thought I'd better find out before I got in front of 1,200. And so when I got up on stage, did the work, it worked just fine. All 70 of them got healed. And
wow.
Afterwards, Jack Kern, the minister, said, you didn't know if that was going to work or not, did you? I said, no, I really didn't.
Wow.
But, I mean, what are you going to do? You got to try. And, I mean, so when I got up in front of the 1,200, it worked just fine with Bernie. So it was like, but it's been making it, it's been following my guidance, really, through this whole thing.
And I think that's a key piece, really, is that following that guidance, because there is something bigger that's trying to emerge through us, but yet people stay really turned off from awakening to that. And, you know, my belief is once you awaken to that inner guidance, there is a bigger plan, like spirit takes over and your life becomes this bigger vessel, this bigger magical experience where things just come together in an extraordinary, incredible way. And I wanted to share, but I didn't want to give it away. You talk about three fears that we're going to remove today that keep you from awakening. And I never even said what they were because I wanted you to share. What are the three fears? Because I actually think these three fears, actually, if you had them or if they controlled you, you wouldn't even be here today doing this with us right now.
No. The three big fears, and especially now I can tell you why they're so prevalent, this fear of the future, fear of change, and fear of the unknown. If you have fear of the future, which a lot of people do, I mean, you're really, or any of these fears, you're really putting the brakes on anything happening in your life. And the reason most people do this, Darius, is they want some form of control, feel like they have some form of control. And if you keep everything the same, then you feel like you have some type of control over your life, that nothing changes. But change is inevitable. It's inevitable in all our lives. But fear of the future is very often. I just had somebody whose event I was on, and long story made short, is she was going through a huge transformation and in her life. And she had fear of the future. And so we postponed something we were supposed to do together because basically of her fear of the future. So did some work on her for fear of the future. This woman has come back so strong, she's incredible. She had, just by having the fear of the future eliminated, she was putting the brakes on in her whole life because of fear of the future. You could feel it. And then after the fear of the future, she has just taken off like a bird in flight.
Well, okay, so that's the first one. And now, did I read that correctly in the beginning that we're gonna remove these?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, guys, so just get ready. I mean, literally, that's the first one that's going to be removed. So imagine what your life will be like to not be afraid of tomorrow or dreading, like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Okay, now the next one is, because the fear of the future is not normal. I mean, animals don't feel their future. I mean, we don't really, my kids don't feel their fear of their future. They're 5 months old. I mean, they live in the moment. And when we're thinking about the future, we're just sapping our life force energy right now. Now, the other one is, fear of change, right?
Fear of change.
Tell me about that.
Because, you know, if you have change, well, if it's going to change, what's it going to be like? What's it going to be like? You don't know what the new change is coming. You think, well, I'm better off. You know, if you've heard the old story about everybody puts their troubles in the middle of a table and nobody wants anybody else's because they know at least what they've got of their own. And so it's like it's better that what you know than what you don't know. Type thing that you
exactly
you want to hold on to what you have, so you have that fear of change. And that really, you know, with people, even with this wonderful transformation we're in right now that happened with this 26,000 year cycle that we're in, I mean, it's never been easier, Darius. I can tell you from my own personal experience, everybody else, it's never been easier to shift and change for the positive. The energy coming into this planet is incredibly different than it has been. And yet, people are afraid of the change. You know, what's it going to be like? Well, you know, because there's so many stories about what it's going to be like. What's it going to be like? So if you have fear of change, you're trying to go forward. It's like having your foot on the gas and the brake at the same time. Forward, but then you pull up the handbrake too because you're just so afraid of it. So it's fear of change. And I think Deepak Chopra said, his son said it, 1 year, he said, what do you want to pray for the next year? He said to his son, he said, I want to pray for change because we prayed for change last year, and it was the best year we ever had.
Wow.
So it's New Year's Eve, they prayed for change.
Wow.
And so, I mean, if you pray for change, you know that God is your guiding light. If you know that God is your guiding light, and God is nothing but pure, unconditional love, and God wants 20 times more for you than you want for yourself. God wants 20 times more for you than you want for yourself. So if you're following your intuition, if you're following your guidance, and you're going with the change, it's only going to get better. It's only going to get better.
Well, I want to get started with some of the healing work, too. But the last one is the fear of the unknown, right? And so tell me about that, because it seems like the unknown is kind of going to be something people would be a little concerned about because we like things stable. How can the unknown actually be good, and then how do we remove that fear?
Well, I think when we do the work, God will remove the fear, and I'll show you how. It'll be easy for God to remove the fear, but the magic sauce really is not in so much removing the fear. I'll show you the magic sauce when we're doing it. I'll point it out.
Okay.
God creates a different consciousness for you that empowers you to no longer have the fear. Fear of the unknown. Because, and or something, and here's the magic sauce. I say, this and or something better. And or something better, which is really fabulous to do this and or something better. And God puts something better in there each time. In fact, everybody, when you really listen to the recordings of this, because you'll get the replay, listen to the recording of the healing work as much as you can because every time you listen to it, you'll get something different. Because God knows exactly who you are. You've got 50 trillion cells in your body. And who's operating your body in every cell? God's in every cell. And God knew exactly what you got last time you listened to the work. God knew exactly what you got. Every time you listen to the work, God knew exactly. So when you listen to it over and over and over again, I say this and or something better. God will put something better in there. And God, that, you've heard me do that any number of times, Darius, when I've said this and or something better. And so this is the gift that keeps on giving, all of you. This is a gift that keeps on giving. You can listen to it over and over and over again and never wear out one of my recordings. And the work is equally as effective whether you listen to it live or you listen to it as a recording. Equally as effective if you listen to it live or if you listen to it as a recording. Doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. And so get ready, everybody, because why don't we just, I'm going to just do the first one.
Okay.
And everybody, I'd like you to get into, think about the fear of the future. Think about your future. And just see how easily you can just reach into the future and embrace the future and welcome the future. See how much you can put your arms around it and say, oh, I can't wait for my future to manifest. I just love my future. I could just, and you, I reach into your future, Darius. How does that feel for your future? How does that feel for your future? When you just reach into your future, you've got so many good things going on here, including those two young boys of yours and that beautiful wife of yours in this future. I'm sure your future feels pretty good. What does it feel like, Darius?
Well, you know, there, it feels really good, and I'm excited about it. But there's also just like, the, like in my mind, there's like a little, in the corner, there's like a little, I almost want to call it like a dark box. And it's sort of like, while the rest is bright, there's that little looming like dark spot in the corner. And I think that's like the unknown. It's almost like, what's going to come out of the unknown and zap me? Even though I'm pretty positive and excited, I mean, it's still, I think, I mean, most people, I want you to think in your mind, like, what does future look like? You may have, like, this little dark spot or whatever that's coming in. So I want to hear, I'd love to hear kind of what people think about that or what's going on, or just you can write in or you can just make notes yourself. But that's what I feel.
Okay, well, what we're going to do, that may be fear, that may be fear of the unknown, but we're going to do the future first. And we'll keep checking with Darius, see how he's doing here.
Okay.
Fear of the future, everybody. My work's a little bit different. For all of you who have never heard this before, I'll explain a little bit as I go along. First, we're going to do your entire consciousness. And God, well, God does all the healing. They call me a healer, but I'm not the healer. God does all the healing. God does 100% of all this healing. So thank you, God. Thank you, God. As it is God's will for you and your highest and best good, highest best good all, I ask God to miraculously heal your entire fear of the future in the physical and the etheric now. And thank you, God. I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest best good and the highest the best good of all, that empowers you to no longer have the fear of the future and or something even better. Ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to take that consciousness and program and imprint your entire consciousness in the physical and the etheric purely with that consciousness now. Okay, that was your whole entire consciousness. And next what we're going to do is we're going to go on to what you got from your mother and father. Because, you know, I've done 10,000 probably hours worth of private appointments when I used to. And 85 to 90% of people's issues came from their parents. So we want to heal what you got from your parents, too, because this very well, this fear of the future could have, or this fear could have been, you probably got it from your parents. So let me just show you how that feels. Thank you, God. I ask God to heal the fear of the future that you got from your mother and father in the physical and the etheric now. Thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously and permanently heal the fear of the future you got from your mother and father in the physical and etheric permanently for all eternity now. Thank you, God. I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest best good, the highest best good of all, that empowers you to no longer have any fear of the future and or something even better. It is God's will for you and your highest best good and the highest best good of all, and ask God to create that consciousness now. Ask God to take that consciousness and program it and put the entire consciousness you got for your mother and father in the physical and etheric permanently for all eternity with that consciousness now. And thank you, God. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go back to your ancestors, because where did your parents get it from? They got it from their mother and father. Where did they get it? They got it from their parents. So we're going to heal all your ancestors going back 10 generations. That's approximately 5,000 people, if you go back 10 average family is about 10,000 people. So here we go. Thank you, God. I ask God to heal 100% of the fear of the future that you have and all your ancestors, every generation going back 10 generations, in the physical and etheric now. And ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good, the highest best good of all, that empowers you to no longer have any fear of the future and or something even better that is God's will for you. And ask God to create that consciousness for you now. I ask God to take that consciousness and program in front of every one of your ancestors, every generation going back 10 generations of physical and etheric, purely for all eternity now. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to ask God to heal the negative charge, all negative thoughts and memories you have in your conscious, your subconscious mind that came about from your fear of the future. So thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously purely heal 100% of the negative charge, all negative thoughts and memories you have in your conscious, subconscious mind that created fear of the future going all the way back to the time you were conceived now. So thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously and permanently heal 100% of the fear of the future that you have in your conscious, subconscious mind going all the way back to the time you were conceived now. One more time. Thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously and permanently heal 100% of the negative charges and all negative thoughts and memories that you have in your conscious, your subconscious mind going all the way back to the time you were conceived that were created by fear of the future, and ask God to do that now. So everybody take a deep breath. I'm going to ask you, Darius, to take a deep breath, just breathing in through your nose. Oh, God, he knows how to take a deep breath, doesn't he? So everybody just take a deep breath. And what that does, that just moves the energy through. Now, some of you may say, oh, well, I never had that fear of the future. You know, that's never been a problem of mine. But then you might say, you know, I feel lighter. All of a sudden I feel lighter because don't forget that I am only talking to about 10% of you, and most of your issues are subconscious and they outpicture in your life. So what's going to happen? You say, well, I don't have any of these issues. Wait till the end of the call. And what will happen is you'll feel lighter. Say, I don't know what happened, but I certainly feel better. So when you get rid of the fear of the future and you get replaced with a different consciousness, we could have 1,000 people on this call, and all of you would get something different. Each and every one of you would get something different. It's never the same, just like every time you listen to the recording. And it doesn't, God knows exactly who you are, and we could have 10,000 people, 100,000 people on the call, and each of you would have got something slightly different than the other person because your issues are different. So with that, what happens is this work keeps working on you. Long after we hang up the phone, God will still be working on you, healing your fear of the future and the negative charge and negative thoughts and memories. And what you can expect is you'll no longer have that fear of the future. You'll no longer have. But we went back and we cleared up your all your ancestors going back 10 generations too. So you're not going to get it from them because they do affect you. And you'll hear later on about how they affect you. And your mother and father, you didn't get it from them. And so you've got a different consciousness now that empowers you to no longer have that fear of the future and are something even better. Even better. And next, how about, Darius, if we go right into the fear of change?
Okay. Well, I was going to tell you, for me, and I've got a few things I wanted to read, too, because a lot of people have reported from these clearings some pretty miraculous things. I want to share some things that people have reported, but I want to say this. For me, as I look in the future, like that it was like a big, I would say it was probably about, you know, if you look at, like, if I think about my vision or my peripheral vision, it was probably like maybe about 20% of my vision was like the black box. Does that make sense? Like, if I was watching a movie, 20% of the screen, like in the corner, was that black box, right? If I was at the theater and you're like, I can't see the movie, there's a black box and I'm missing this cool part. Well, now, as I go into that and I'm thinking, it's actually like 5%, like it's gone down like 300% or whatever that would be. It's like that much smaller. So it's now, it's just like a tiny little bitty piece.
Oh, that's really good. Thank you for sharing that, Darius.
Yeah, yeah. We've had people report it feels like my cellular memory is being cleared when they get these clearings. We've had another person report, I do feel lighter and lighter. Another person, powerful and beautiful, has been reported. Another person, when Anne was doing the clearings, the muscles in my face fully relaxed. So, you know, people feel all sorts of different things based on when you're doing this and what's being cleared, but this is what happens to people, and it's incredible because I'm feeling it. It happens every time. So, Anne, what's next on this? You said that was the fear of the future. Could there be something else, like maybe fear of the unknown or a fear of change?
Well, fear of change is people, you know, they've heard the old saying, better the devil you know than the devil you don't know.
Yeah.
People say that all the time because, and that's that fear of change, everybody. And everybody's got it to a certain extent. Everybody.
Okay.
You know, maybe it's only 5% with some and it's 100% with others. But everybody, I would imagine just about everybody has fear of change. So everybody, when you think about the change, you're going to make some massive changes in your life. Let's say some massive changes were happening in your life. How do you feel about them? Some big changes. So somebody called you up on the phone and said some massive changes are coming in your life. You don't know what they are. Well, would you feel about that?
Uh-huh.
I mean, would you say some massive, well, the first thing I'd want to know, what kind of changes am I going to like them?
Yeah, exactly. Am I going to be safe, or what will that do for my family, or what will that do for just my day-to-day life? Exactly.
Yeah, what's it going to do to my day-to-day life? What's behind these changes? Where are they taking me? You know, how long are they going to last? How profound are they going to be? I would have a lot of questions if somebody called me up and said I was about to experience a lot of changes. And I certainly have experienced a lot of my changes, and nobody called me up, but they sure still happened. And so I'm sure that everybody, all the listeners, you think about all the times in your life when your life's really changed profoundly, profoundly. And how did you feel about those changes? Sometimes they were really, really good changes. Something really good happened in your life. I bet you a lot of times they weren't, you know, you didn't like the change, or, you know, you wish the change had never happened. So if you've lived a few years on the planet, then you probably have a mixed bag about change. You probably think, oh, some of them are good and some of them weren't so good. So I bet that you have fear of change. When you have fear of change, you put the brake on. You put the brake on because you think, you tend to remember those ones that weren't so good, and maybe the next changes won't be so good. What do you think, Darius?
Yeah, exactly. And so it's something we all sort of, I just think, like, even in our ancestry, like going all the way back to when we were, you know, cave people, for example, I mean, we have, like, something changes and then we have to adapt, and so there's this uncertainty. So some of that is good because we've got to be on our toes, but what happens is it spills over, and then so any change becomes this massive, like, stress-filled, negative energy-inducing vacuum. Like, any change, even like if someone says, hey, I want you to come speak about what you do as a healer, or I want you to, can you heal me? You know, you've been watching this You Health Revolution show or doing this thing, can you help me? And you're like, I don't think so. And then you run away, right? Where maybe God's trying to get you to be the next Dan Taylor or Darius or the next you. And change keeps you from that magical life. And let's take that away.
Okay, everybody, get into, I want you to get into some massive change into your mind and see how you feel about it.
So okay.
You don't know what it is. And everybody, if you can't think of it but change, get into feeling of some massive change coming into your life, and you don't know what it is, and see if you just don't drop a little bit, going, I don't know. Just see if you get into that fear of change. That fear of change, everybody. This time I'm not going to do any explaining. I'm just going to go right through it, because you've all heard how it's done now. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you've got, but here we go. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I ask God to heal 100% of your fear of change and your entire consciousness, in the physical and etheric, permanently, for all eternity, now. I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good, and the highest and best good of all, that empowers you to no longer have any fear of change and or something even better. And I ask God to create that consciousness now. I ask God to take that consciousness and program and imprint your entire consciousness in the physical and etheric, permanently, for all eternity, with that consciousness now. Thank you, God. I ask God to heal 100% of all fear of change you got from your mother and father, in the physical and etheric, currently, for all eternity, now. And ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest, best good, the highest, best good of all, that empowers you to no longer have any fear of change or something even better. And ask God to create that consciousness now. And ask God to take that consciousness and program and imprint the entire consciousness you got from your mother and father in the physical and etheric, currently, for all eternity, with that consciousness now. I ask God to heal 100% of the fear of change that you have and that every one of your ancestors has, every generation going back 10 generations, in the physical and etheric, permanently for all eternity now. And ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest best good, and the highest best good of all that empowers you to no longer have any fear of change and or something even better that is God's will for you and your highest best good, and the highest best good of all. Ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to take that consciousness and program and imprint every one of your ancestors, every generation going back 10 generations, in the physical and etheric, currently for all eternity with that consciousness now. I ask God to heal 100% of the negative charges, negative thoughts and memories that you have in your conscious, subconscious mind that are creating fear of change going all the way back to the time you're conceived now. I ask God to heal 100% of the negative charges, all negative thoughts and memories you have in your conscious, subconscious mind that are creating fear of change going all the way back to the time you're conceived now. I ask God to heal 100% of the negative charges, all negative thoughts and memories you have in your conscious, subconscious mind going all the way back to the time you're conceived now. Wow. I want you, everybody, to take a deep breath. Just deep breath. Just breathe in through your nose. And out. Letting all the air go out of your lungs. Darius was a little bit more quiet that time. I kind of missed your deep breath there, Darius.
Well, it was a lot more relaxed. Like before, like I had to kind of, you know, push and I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it now. I just sort of, it's all a lot more relaxed in me. go ahead.
How was that? Did that work for you, Darius? Do you have that fear any longer?
Well, I'm going to go into the movie in my brain because I'm very visual, and everybody senses energy differently. So, like for me, it was like a blotch on a movie screen in my future. So I'm just going to look into it. It's, you know, it's really tiny now. Now I can honestly say it's like a very that black little spot is just like up in the upper right hand corner. And it's just like taking up like a little bitty bit of the corner. So it's probably half the size of what it was. It just keeps getting smaller and smaller. And I don't know what people are feeling with that. We said people write in, oh my gosh, I feel dizzy, lightheaded. I seem to have no more worries. And that may be happening to a lot of people here. So it's very, very powerful. Another person, when we did in this process, said, oh my God, this is powerful. Another person, my whole face is smiling. Another person said, God bless you. God bless what you do. This is incredible. So, you know, whenever you do this, Anne, I mean, there's people all over the world right now, some that obviously can't write in or don't have the ability. They're just on the phone, and they're feeling a lot of different stuff. What do you usually find people start feeling right as we're doing this, like, second wave, I call it, of healing energy?
What they do is, they start when they feel this energy and you get your fear of the future and fear of change healed, just like open up the floodgates for ideas, this lights up your intuition. All of a sudden you start getting these creative ideas and you start taking action. You start your forward momentum towards your heart's desire. You know, and when you get the fear of the unknown, when the third one's finally done too, what happens is that you're You start making returning phone calls that maybe you didn't return before. You start going towards people that maybe you felt you were holding back from because you know these people could change your life.
Exactly.
You know, and you don't hold back anymore. You are creating that life, and you say, you know, I've been searching. I've heard people say this before. I have been searching and searching and searching. I didn't know what was wrong. I truly, and you could be one of them. That you truly didn't know what was holding you back. You called it procrastination. A lot of people call it procrastination, so I just can't make myself go and do this. When it's been fear of the future, fear of change, fear of the unknown. You know, and so you're all of a sudden, you get these ideas and you want to go and do them because you don't have these roadblocks, especially if you listen to this recording of this work over and over again, not because you need it healed again, because you get this in or something better. And God puts a little bit something better in there every time you listen to it. So every time you listen to it, you get a little bit, you get it tweaked. You get it tweaked a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And so it gets even more fluid and easier because you're getting, you're getting all these different extra added pieces on it that just speed up your forward momentum in a real positive way. So, as you think about your future, Darius, how do you feel about your future right now?
Well, like I said, I mean, I've always been excited about it, but like I said, that little bitty spot is really very small now. It went from being like 20-25% of what I was seeing to now just this tiny little thing. And it's actually, what's interesting about it is the energy is sort of more about excitement. So the uncertainty, fear of the future or the fear of, is actually like excitement about something new, something exciting. So, it's this feeling of, something good is coming in, I just don't know how good it's going to be, versus something bad is coming, I wonder what it could be. And you know, one of the things, like when we've done this, Cheryl in Colorado had written in before, she said, I could feel the fear leave me, and there's a buzzing in my solar plexus. Now, some people may be feeling that now. Why do people like start feeling like their body buzz and their energy start to really pick up when you do this? Is it just because we're letting that low vibration go away?
I would say yes. You're letting the low vibration. God is kind of roto-rootering you and removing.
Oh, God.
It's like roto-rootering. In other words, it's removing all the negativity. In other words, it's removing it from your cells, from your DNA, from your the consciousness you get from your parents. It's, you don't forget, this is, you're going back and it's doing it with 5,000 people in your ancestry. And all this is being healed. So you were hooked up in one way or another to all these people. And energetically, it's all energy. And when you think about that, when you think about that all leaving, easy and effortless, because God is gentle, loving, and kind. Gentle, loving, kind is all easily leaving you. It feels like your body's tingling. It feels like, you know, because you can imagine 5,000 ancestors now got healed of all this. And you were connected to them in some way. And so it's just incredible how people just feel so different. Usually the feeling they get is much more alive. Everybody will feel much more alive, much unencumbered from these particular fears, which really are, they really do give you that procrastination that many of you may have been experiencing. And, I think it's incredible. So you can do all the work in the world, and you can keep doing your affirmations, you can keep listening to recordings, do brain entrainment, you can do anything you want to, you can, but these three fears would stop you from moving forward, which I think all of you know that now. And how about fear of the, are you ready for fear of the unknown, Darius?
Yeah, I am, actually. So fear of the unknown. So I want everybody, if you, well, you tell them what to do, but I want people to really feel it, because I think this is kind of like the bottle rocket, right? When we get this one off, it's sort of like the cap of the bottle just flies off, and then it's like the huge energy that you've been storing, and all of this stuff just begins to flow out. So I'm actually ready and excited. I know we've got a lot of people very excited for this one.
Okay, everybody. I want you to get fear of the unknown. I mean, because we don't know with this 26,000-year cycle that we've just entered into what really it's going to be like. We don't know. We've had all kinds of reports all across the board. I could tell you what my guidance and what I believe it's all about. What my guidance, I mean, it's about love, and it's about kindness, and it's about caring, and it's about a lot of those things that we're all going to be drawn much more into by this force for good. But you don't know. And so that's that fear of the unknown. You know, who do you believe? What do you, and then you listen to the news on TV. Heaven forbid you should do that. But if you do, then you really get a dose of the unknown, because they just want to feed you things that really stress you out. So if you have that tremendous fear of the unknown, you are just like, it's like trying to push a rock uphill, trying to get anything undone,
right.
Get anything done, because it hampers you, it hamstrings you. Wouldn't you say, Darius?
Yeah, you know, fear of the unknown is really something that keeps you from being able to think clearly, to get new ideas, and you actually don't want to do anything new. You don't want to actually expand and grow, because, you know, I've gotten hooked into that field of energy. It's like a field, and there's a group of people in the population that are just pushing this field on the masses, and when you're plugged into it, you actually don't have ideas for anything. You don't have ideas for, well, I want to do this, or I'd like to do this, or I'd like to get my message or my practice or try. You just shut down. All you want to do is just exist instead of expand. And you know that things don't just exist. They have to expand to really thrive. And so, yes, it's absolutely what you said, Anne.
Well, thank you, Darius. That's exactly right. And what we're going to do, and I have a couple more pieces of work if we have time, we're going to do. So we're going to do Fear of the Unknown, everybody. So I want you to get really, really think about the unknown and bring up any fear that you possibly can. I promise it won't be there long. And if you have any fear of the unknown, I'm going to give you a challenge here. I'm going to ask you to try and hold on to any fear of the unknown that you have. I promise it won't be there long. All you have to do is try to hold on to it. You won't be able to. So here we go. Thank you, God. I ask God to heal 100% of all fear of the unknown that you have in your entire consciousness, in the physical, in the etheric, currently, for all eternity, now. Ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good, and the highest, best good of all, that empowers you to no longer have the fear of the unknown and have something even better. Ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to take that consciousness program and put your entire consciousness, in the physical, in the etheric, currently, for all eternity, with that consciousness now. Thank you, God. I ask God to heal 100% all fear of the unknown that you have in the entire consciousness you've got from your mother and father in the physical and etheric currently for all eternity now. Ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest, best good, and the highest, best good of all that empowers you to no longer have the fear of the unknown or something even better. Something even better. And ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to take that consciousness and program and imprint the entire consciousness you got from your mother and father in the physical and etheric currently for all eternity with that consciousness now. Thank you, God. I ask God to heal 100% of the fear of the unknown you have and all your ancestors, every generation going back 10 generations, in the physical and etheric now. Ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest best good, the highest best good of all, that empowers you to no longer have the fear of the unknown and or something even better, even better. Ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to take that consciousness and program and imprint your entire consciousness and the entire consciousness in every one of your ancestors, every generation going back 10 generations of physically, etheric, permanently, for all eternity, for that consciousness now. Ask God to heal the negative charges, all negative thoughts and memories you have in your conscious, subconscious mind that came from the fear of the unknown. Every time you experience the fear of the unknown, you've got negative thoughts and memories. So I'm asking God, thank you, God, that God heals 100% of the negative charges, all negative thoughts and memories that you have in your conscious, subconscious mind that came every time you had the fear of the unknown till you no longer have any, going all the way back to the time you're conceived now. There. Thank you, God. I ask God to heal 100% of the negative charges, all negative thoughts and memories in your conscious, subconscious mind that came from the fear of the unknown, going all the way back to the time you're conceived now. Wow.
Mm.
All the way back. I can even feel that one.
Hmm.
Well, I had a little unknown myself there, everybody. So well, you get that fear of the unknown because, I mean, when you're traveling at light speed, even people in their careers who are doing extremely well and you're rocketing along, you still can have a little fear of the unknown. It doesn't mean you have to be down and out to have these fears. You can have on a scale of 1 to 10, you can have them as a 1.5, and they're still going to hold you back.
Right, right.
You wouldn't even know it if they were a 2 or a 3. You would just say, I have some uneasiness, but not know what it is. So listen to this recording over and over again. And something, Darius, I'd like to do with everybody, with your permission, is this is really valuable to everybody, is to heal the negative charge on negative thoughts and memories that they bring them up. And what happens is that you're no longer sending these negative charge and negative thoughts and memories out to the universe. And it's really amazing. When people really experience this, it's incredible. Darius, do you have any negative thoughts and memories at all?
Me? I don't know. I've done quite a bit of work. You know, I can't think of any right now that are just like predominantly just there, to be honest, like right in the forefront. I really can't.
Well, here, let me do this to the audience, and I would love it. Do you mind if I do this to the audience? Because I'm sure they can.
Yeah, I'd like for them. Yeah, I mean, let them definitely get the maximum. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they can do this, because I, everybody, I don't care if your negative thoughts and memories came from 10 years ago or 50 years ago, you might go back to your bike riding accident, Darius. When you fell.
Oh yeah, that's true. Sure.
Yeah, you could go back there. We can heal those. And so you could go. You could go back to any really tumultuous time in your life. It doesn't have to be right now. And let me show you what happens when you get the negative charge on negative thoughts and memories removed. They disappear, and your life gets healed. So everybody, all you have to do, and this is all you have to do, is bring up your negative thoughts and memories. Here we go. Thank you, God. Ask God to heal the negative charge, all negative thoughts and memories as you bring them up now. Thank you, God. Ask God to heal the negative charge, all negative thoughts and memories now. God, ask God to continue to miraculously heal 100% all negative charge and memories as you continue to bring them up now. Thank you, God. As God heals the negative charge, all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up now. Thank you, God. As God heals the negative charge, all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up now. Thank you, God. As God heals the negative charge, all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up now. Thank you, God, as God heals the negative charge, all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up now. Thank you, God, as God heals the negative charge, all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up now. Thank you, God, as God heals the negative charge, all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up now. Thank you, God, as God heals the negative charge, all negative thoughts and memories as you continue to bring them up now. And so, did you notice, as you continue to bring them up, that God would heal the negative charge, all those negative thoughts and memories? And when you have the negative charge and those negative thoughts and memories healed, they'll never come back again. And so I've had people have really just tragic things happen in their life. And when they get the negative charge and negative thoughts and memories healed, the incident just went away. So when you listen to the replay, come back and listen to this over and over again. Is it okay if they let their friends listen to this too, Darius?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we love that. We even have on their, you know, place they can share, literally they can share this with friends and get this out to their friends and family and just let this energy heal and open up and activate as many people as possible.
Well, that's wonderful because your friends and family, they will have the fear of the future, fear of change, fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they will also have the negative thoughts and memories. Maybe you have a friend that just went through some tumultuous times. Maybe they just want a breakup of a romance, or they just had something really, really challenging happen in their life. Make sure they get this recording so they can heal the negative charge on those negative thoughts and memories. You'll be doing them a huge, huge favor, because once they get the negative charge on those negative thoughts and memories gone, they disappear. They'll never be in your consciousness again. And they not only will they not be in your consciousness, but you won't be sending them out into the future to manifest. So you just don't want negative charge and negative thoughts and memories, because you won't be sending them out to the future.
I've got a question coming in that's a pretty common one from a lot of people whenever we do this, and it's like, how does this healing gift work on each person? Because each person is a little different. Each person has their own sort of, you know, we come with our own background and life experience and energetic blueprint, so to speak. How does this work on each person? I mean, how does the energy know what to do or what to heal, what to clear, maybe what not to clear? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, okay. It's because it's not me. Everybody, it's not me. They call me a healer, Darius. I'm not the healer.
Okay.
I am not the healer. I am the person, I am the go-between. God's work, I'm doing none of the work. Yes, I say the words, but God's doing all the work, everybody, and God's in every cell of your body. You have 50 trillion cells, and they're all, you know, according to Dr. Deepak Chopra, each one is having 10,000 chemical reactions per minute. I mean, how does it know to do all that? It's God doing it all. So God knows exactly who you are. And God knows exactly what negative thoughts and memories you're bringing up. We could have 100 million people on here. It wouldn't matter the number. And God would have healed the negative charge on negative thoughts and memories that everybody was bringing up, or healed the fear of the future for each person to the degree they had it. It wouldn't matter, because it's all God, and God is infinite. God is boundless. Where is it that God is not? God is in you as through you. God is in you as you and through you. And I know this is a whole program. It's about awakening. And you're awakening to the force and the source of all good, and that God is infinite love. And it's the God in you, as you, and through you. I know I've been on this awakening journey since 1989. And it's the force and source that's in me, as me, and through me that I am seeking to align with that unity consciousness with the divine. you know, and it's in you. God's in every one of yourselves. God is omnipresent. God is everywhere. And so it's in you, as you, and through you. You're a chip off the divine rock. Each and every one of you are a chip off the divine rock.
I've got a few questions that people have submitted, and one of them is like future generations, like for their kids. Okay, so we clear or we release something from past generations, and we can do that. Now, when we release this from ourselves, what happens to future generations and like kids that we have now? Like, let's say someone has, I'll give you an example, like Marie had written in a while ago, she said, I've got these kids, 1, 16, 19, 13. If we go in and clear Marie now, but maybe let's say one of the kids picked up something while they were, you know, in the mother's womb, a belief or an energy pattern, what happens to that? Does that go away even though the kid's now 16, 18, 19, or what would happen there?
Yes, what I've found is that it will affect the children, because remember we went back and we did the ancestors?
Right, okay.
Everybody has the family has the same ancestors. You know,
okay.
And we went back and cleared the mother's ancestors, and so the ancestors on the mother's side,
okay,
all that spirit of this, it affects the children. I've seen it happen over and over again, Darius.
Okay, I've got so many questions that came in. Go ahead, Anne, I apologize for that.
That's not a problem. So the family members, especially the children, really get affected. And because you're changing, the people around you change too. The people who you're energetically connected with get changed too, in a very positive way. So just because you change, you're affecting the world around you. You know, a rising tide raises all boats. You're not in this alone. We're all in this together.
I want to ask a question that Charlene had submitted, and it's about absorbing energy. Very, very common thing that we all need to think about, or at least be aware of, absorbing it from other people. Charlene, who is a caregiver, she is concerned about absorbing negativity from the infirm people that she takes care of. And, you know, for anybody here, just you go out to somewhere and you walk into a grocery store and there's people dealing with stuff or negative people. And how does this work in terms of absorption and protection? Is there something that happens when our energy gets to a certain point that we just don't take it on, or we repel it, it bounces off of us? I mean, this is all energetically happening in milliseconds, but what is happening?
Well, what happens is you attract to you. If you're a fearful person, you're going to attract fear to you, because like attracts like. It's all energy and all is vibrating a certain frequency, and you attract the vibratory frequency of what you're like. So when you're full of fear, you're going to attract more fear to you. If you feel full of worry, you're going to attract more worry to you. If you're full of love, you're going to attract more love to you. The cleaner you can keep your consciousness, the cleaner you can, you know, eliminate your fears, worries, anxieties, panic, terror, your negative beliefs. The cleaner you are, the less negativity you attract, no matter how dense the area you go into of negativity. And
wow.
I have something we're going to be talking about real soon here, where part of this is they get a shield recording, Darius. And when you get a shield recording, what it actually puts a shield around you for 24 hours with the clear intent that the shield actually keeps out the negativity. And if you listen to it once a day, it keeps up the negativity, because it's all energy. And I would suggest that stay away from negative people, too. Don't you know, people who are negative, who are not positive, I would stay away from them, because consciousness is contagious.
You know, and what you're saying there makes sense. What if you actually, I mean, some people live with people that are negative. I mean, what do they do in that situation?
I would make sure that you use the shield recording, or just visualize that your energy field is like an egg around you.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask God to fill it with pure love, with
okay.
pure light and pure love. Pure light and pure love. Just fill it with pure light and pure love. And to make sure and to... that and make it real clear to God, then just say, thank you, God. I ask you to fill my entire energy field with your pure light and your pure love, and keep it full of your pure light and your pure love at least for the next 24 hours, if not, you know, or the next 48 hours. It's energy, so remember, you got to do it over and over again. So So thank you, God. I ask God to please fill my entire energy field with pure, unconditional love and light. Love and God's light. God's love and God's light 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day for the next 24 hours. Thank you, God. And thank you, God. And just continue to ask God to fill your entire energy field with God's light and with God's love. And that will definitely help any negative energy. It'll keep some negative energy away. But you are proactive and stay out of low energy places like bars, for instance.
Right. Okay, I agree. Now, I want to talk a little bit about money because we've had a bunch of questions that come in about money, and I want to cover that. And then I know I want to talk about some other things. You mentioned earlier something like 700, let me get my notes, 700 possible beliefs and 100 most negative beliefs that maybe we're not even aware of. I want to talk about that and what that is and how we deal with that. But money, first of all, which may be one of those 100, you know, that we're going to talk about, but money. How does this relate to money, particularly the fear of the future, fear of change, and fear of the unknown?
Money. Well, money is the thorniest issue that people have. Because they worry about it. We could have 200 multimillionaires on here on this call, and they still worry about money. So it has nothing really to do with the amount of money that you have.
Mm.
And a good friend of mine's brother worries about it all the time, and he's a multimillionaire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter the amount of money you have. But people, and money is an energy just like anything else, and you draw to it what you predominantly believe. Like if you believe that making money is fun, is making money is easy, and that you really enjoy making money, that type of thing, that kind of attitude, as opposed to making money is hard, for instance, or
right.
That you don't like it, but it's a necessity of life. Or if you worry about money, everybody out there, if you worry about money, it's really a hard thing. Because it's a worry that will eat your lunch. It's going to be really hard on you. In fact, do you mind if I just ask God to heal that for everybody that worry about money?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. Let's give them that gift.
Okay, we're going to give you a gift of worrying about money. So we're going to just heal it. I would like you to get into your worry about money. Get into your worry about money. And God, I promise you won't have it long. Worry about it as much as you can. Thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously permanently heal 100% of your worry about money and your entire consciousness and the physical and etheric permanently for all eternity now. God, I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest, best good, and the highest, best good of all that empowers you to no longer worry about money and or something even better. Ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to take that consciousness and program and imprint your entire consciousness in the physical and etheric permanently for all eternity with that consciousness now. Thank you, God. I ask God to heal your entire consciousness that you got from your mother and father of the worry about money. So I ask God to heal the worry about money and the entire consciousness you got from your mother and father and the physical and the etheric permanently for all eternity right now. And ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest best good and the highest best good of all that empowers you to no longer worry about money and or something even better. And ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to take that consciousness and program and input the entire consciousness you got from your mother and father in the physical and the etheric permanently for all eternity with that consciousness down. Now we're going to go to your ancestors. Thank you, God. I ask God to heal 100% of all worry about money you have in all your ancestors, every generation going back 10 generations, in the physical and etheric permanently for all eternity now. God, ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good and the highest best good of all. That empowers you to no longer worry about money and or something even better that is God's will for you and your highest best good and the highest best good of all. Ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to take that consciousness and program and imprint every one of your ancestors, every generation going back 10 generations, in the physical and the etheric permanently for all eternity with that consciousness now. So thank you, God. Once again, I ask God to heal 100% of all worry you have in all your ancestors, all the worry about money. So thank you, God. Once again, God, to heal all worry about money you have in every one of your ancestors, every generation going back 10 generations, in the physical and etheric permanently for all eternity now. Now I ask God to heal the negative charge, all negative thoughts and memories you have in your conscious, subconscious mind that were created every time you worried about money, going all the way back to the time you conceived now. Now I ask God to heal 100% of the negative charges, all negative thoughts and memories you have in your conscious, subconscious mind that create a worry about money, going all the way back to the time you conceived now. There.
Wow. Wow.
No worry about money. Now, you may have fear of lack of money, the belief there's never enough money. Those are all issues you may still have, but you will no longer worry about money, nor will the worry about money come back, everybody, because I asked God to create a different consciousness for you. They empowered you to no longer have that worry about money. And just keep, pass that along to your friends, too. I'm sure you have lots of friends who are worrying about money. And make sure they listen to this part here where they no longer worry about money. You'll be doing your friends a huge favor, because this is a really big one that so many people have.
Yeah, this is incredible. I mean, I can honestly say, like, you did this money work on me years ago, and the results, you know, I've done, you know, I've kept going, and I've, you know, I've worked hard, and but I've worked in joy, and it's light years away from and different from where it was back when we first started doing our work. So, I guess the question that I've got is, you mentioned something about 100 most negative beliefs or most damaging beliefs that we have. I can't even think of maybe a couple that I have, but I wonder if they are 100 there, what would happen if I let those go? Tell me about what you meant by that, because I know we were talking privately, and I don't even know if I was supposed to mention that, but tell me about it.
Okay. You have 800,000 operative beliefs, Darius.
800,000 operative beliefs?
Operation, 800,000.
Wow.
All of you have approximately, give or take, let's say, let's say I'm wrong, say 700,000. But let's say you have 800,000 operative beliefs. And most, 5%, depending upon who you read, you're anywhere from 5% to 10% conscious, and the rest is subconscious or unconscious. So you don't know most of what you believe. You can only see the world in front of your eyes to determine what you believe, because the world in front of your eyes is an out-picturing of the world behind your eyes. And you really can't change the world in front of your eyes until you change the world behind your eyes. Because as hard as you try to think something different, until you change your beliefs and your attitudes and things like that, it's still going to out-picture in your world. So God knows, once again, you have 50 trillion cells in your body. Trillion. That's a lot of cells. And so God's in every one of them. So God would know your 100 most negative beliefs. If you and I sat down and we had the luxury of having a week together, Darius, we couldn't with 100 different beliefs, the negative beliefs here. How would we know what your 100 most negative beliefs are? We wouldn't have a clue.
Wow.
And so, but God knows what your 100 most negative beliefs are. And so isn't it be wonderful to have God remove your 100 most negative beliefs? It takes a little while. I mean, it's different to program somebody with positive beliefs, but it's different to program to take out negative beliefs, because those negative beliefs have taken a little while to settle in. You know, and they're kind of wrapped around and entangled here and entangled there. Well, when I ask God to imprint you with positive beliefs, it's much easier, because these are brand new beliefs coming into you, into you. So 100 of your most negative beliefs. And a lot. What about if when you were brought up maybe in Catholic school, where they did a lot of punishing? You know, some Catholic schools, I'm sure other schools, they do punishing too. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. But what about if you believe deep down in your subconscious mind, but you don't know it, that you deserve to be punished? What about if you really bought into that and you've got that? You don't really know it. Wouldn't you want it removed?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that some way is drawing things into you that would have you punished. You believe you deserve it, you know. So there's all kinds of beliefs, especially before the age of 7, because we don't have the ability, we don't have any filters before the age of 7. We don't have any filters that say, oh, I'm going to have that belief. No, I won't have that. And so you have no way of filtering, so you take in everything that's before your eyes. Plus, you get all your parents' beliefs. And because you get them genetically, they come in through the genes at the time of conception. So you have a lot of your family's traits, and not only dick of the color of their eyes, and the color of their hair, whether it's curly or straight or a lot of their complexion. But you also get a lot of their beliefs, their fears, worries, anxieties. You know, it's just, you know, they're very much like your parents many, many times, many, many times. But also you get a lot of your ancestors. So with that in mind, would you still want to let go of your 100 most negative beliefs, Darius?
Well, sure. And what would concern me is I don't know what those 100 are. So, I mean, yeah, I definitely would want to get – I'd be curious to see if they are 100, what would happen when they go away, you know?
You're going to get that chance.
Okay.
Darius is a member – this is – he's talking about the 21 days of healing and prayer, everybody. And this is something that I have had over 3,500 people – be a member of and get miracles, but I've never done this before, Darius, to this extent. Everybody, through this 21 days of healing and prayer, do you mind if I tell them a little bit about it?
Actually, yeah, tell me. I actually got to say this. I've joined up, so I want to hear more about what I'm going to be doing as well with everybody here.
Yeah, we signed Darius up for this. But what's this going to be, and this is going to be for all of you who sign up, I have never done this many beliefs. You're going to get 700 very positive beliefs. And you're going to, you know what, because you're, this is the awakening, you really can't have anything happen in your life in terms of awakening if you're not compassionate. What would you think, Darius?
I agree.
Yes. Got to be compassionate. So you're going to get 50 positive beliefs to be compassionate. What those are, I don't know, but God does. And so you'll be a lot more compassionate. Okay, here's another one you've really got to have, and this new consciousness is coming in. You've got to have kindness to yourself and others. You'll get 50 brand new beliefs that empowers you to be kind to yourself and others. And you'll get 50 new beliefs that empowers you to have unshakable faith and trust in God to help you no matter what's going on in your life. Boy, I like that. And 50 positive beliefs for forgiveness for yourself and others. This is important moving forward in your life. You really, really need to forgive. And some people can't forgive because you're just never programmed with it.
Right.
And so you get 50 positive beliefs. And God knows which ones, God, you might get 50 positive beliefs that nobody else gets because you've got 50 different positive beliefs that you need to do in order to forgive yourself, which is usually the person you can't forgive the most, and to forgive others with. And you get 50 positive beliefs for unconditionally loving yourself. Get 50 positive beliefs. Now, this is all done by God. I don't do it. God does this. For unconditionally loving yourself. This is what awakening is all about, to align with that unity consciousness of the divine, which is pure love. Pure love. There you go. You got to really love yourself. And then you get 50 brand new beliefs that empowers you to know you're worthy and deserving of good things happening to you. Now, those are 50 good beliefs to have. I would want those anytime.
Exactly.
Positive beliefs for healthy relationships with people, friends, family, and coworkers. And you get 50 positive beliefs that God knows you need more than anything else to lower your stress level, Darius. 50 positive beliefs that God knows you need. Now, you know that they've proven that 95% of all illness is created by stress.
Right, exactly.
And so you get 50 positive beliefs that lower your stress level. Only God would know what you needed there. And you get 50 positive beliefs that will empower you to have financial abundance. Financial abundance. You get 50 of them. You get 50 beliefs that really increase your ability to give and receive love. What I'm talking about, God, everybody, is every day when you're in the 21 days of healing and prayer, you're going to get programmed with 50 of these. Uh-huh. And I'm saving the best for last, everybody. So just I'm going to give you a couple of more that you're going to get 50 positive beliefs to empower you to have excellent health. Excellent health. And these beliefs are with you for the rest of your life here on planet Earth. And this is something you'll get right in the beginning of the program, is you get 100 positive beliefs that God designs for you, 50 the first 2 days, 50 one day, and 50 the next day. And here's the best one of all. Darius and I were just talking about it, is you get your 100 most negative beliefs removed. And they get removed from your ancestors, too. All this happens to your ancestors, too. They get all these 50 positive beliefs. They get the 700 positive beliefs. And they get their 100 most negative beliefs removed. Can you imagine what that's going to do to your lineage, what that's going to do to your entire family? We've
wow.
had write in over and over again. In fact, I have somebody who is just a member of the current 21 Days of Healing and Prayer. She's never was around this before. This is all brand new to her, and she just had an interaction with her father that before she would have just paced the floor and been really upset Lynn found it really hard to talk to her father, would postpone talking to him for weeks. She picked up the phone, called him, had a great conversation. He was very nice to her, offered to do things that she almost dropped the phone when he offered to do them. And she's only been in the program 17 days.
Wow. So what's happening is, okay, so it's like going through our lineage. That makes a lot of sense, because if we clear something in our lineage, it actually, like, the parents that maybe are somehow having, you know, some, well, you're having a challenge with your parents or your family members, as you clear the lineage, it actually is helping them, whether they know it or not. So it's actually benefiting them in many ways. And then, of course, making your relationships better and then taking away all those charges that you inherit that may be destroying your current relationships, because so many of us are like, oh, my gosh, I'm acting just like my mother did, and it's driving my wife crazy or my husband crazy, and it's not me. It's how my mother or their mother acted, and then their mother before them acted, and we're just repeating the same pattern.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wow.
That's exactly what happens. And can we, is this a good time to have them go to the page, or would you rather them wait on this?
No, I'd like to share the page. I got some questions, and I want to talk about a few things. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/ANN now, N-O-W, that's uwealthrevolution.com/ANN now. And this is the 21-day of healing and prayer program. Ann, tell me anything else and anything else we need to know or share about this.
Oh, absolutely. You know, everybody wants an awakening. They want an extreme awakening, and this is really an extreme transformation, an extreme awakening. And I have somebody on the call who really was been on this, I call it self-realization path, awakening path.
Wow.
And I've been on it since 1989, and it has been, sometimes it's an arduous task. And for her, her name's Dawn, and she's, it was an arduous task for her. And she has, since joining the 21 days, her awakening has become a joy. Don, are you there?
I'm right here, Ann, yes.
Oh, wonderful. How has it been for you? It's been really different. The 21 days has really been extremely different and life-enhancing for you in your awakening. And
yeah, that's a big understatement.
you were really struggling, weren't you, with this awakening before the 21 days?
Well, it's been a tough road. I've kept at it. There's, you know, been some bright moments, but when I started in the 21 days, all of a sudden life got really easy on every level. It was just the most profound thing I'd experienced in many, many lifetimes.
And now, how do you feel about your awakening? It's easy and effortless right now.
Easy and effortless. That's good words. Yes.
How is this, Ann, I don't know if I can ask Dawn. Dawn, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Darius. Sure.
Okay, yeah, can I ask Dawn something? Because I think this is cool for people just to kind of feel on the other side of what it's kind of like. How was doing this different than maybe a lot of the other work that you've done? Because I know you'd been on a path like so many people here, like myself. What was different about this program and then what you felt daily?
Well, I've been collecting wonderful tools for my, you know, life management toolkit over the years and diligently used them all, and they take time. I mean, you know, you sit down and you work on something, and it's there again tomorrow, and you work on it again, and you keep working on it. And it's not all that bad. I mean, at least you're moving forward. And then along comes Ann Taylor, and she prays to God, and God does whatever she asks. And then you come into this 21 days of healing and prayer, and Anne prays to God for you every day. And, I mean, you know, big clumps of belief, big belief clusters are just falling away. Things that have been with me for lifetimes are just not there anymore. And you can feel it, and you can tell, because you don't think the same anymore. I mean, you know what happens when you have a belief that you're a bad person because either you brought it in with you or your parents convinced you. And then so you attract things in your life that keep telling you you're a bad person and you keep it alive. Well, what if that belief wasn't there anymore? There's just no way you can make yourself into a bad person. And there's nobody suddenly in your life that's going to try to convince you of that. I mean, it's really fun. it's become very fun and very easy.
Wow. Wow. It's incredible. I'm trying to think if there's people here that are just not sure or wondering what it is or just like feeling like, well, yeah, that sounds cool. I mean, what, anything that you're feeling from the people that will hear this, and there'll be tens of thousands that hear it, that maybe would be something at least to give them hope and possibility for the future and that things can get better.
Well, I would think,
go ahead. I'm sorry, Ann.
Now, I was going to say, what happens is that when I sit down and ask God to do the work on you every day for 21 days, you don't have to be, all God needs is your name and address, that's all. And God works on you for 24 hours, and what I've asked for, like your 50 most negative beliefs to be removed, for instance. And God works on you for the next 24 hours, and you don't have to do anything at all. This is, you just get worked on by God. And you transform, every day is a new day, you wake up lighter and lighter with less and less baggage. And you go, and your relationships get so much better, and your life just is incredible. And when you go to uwealthrevolution.com/Ann now, you'll see many, many audio testimonials there of people talking about their transformation. You'll see 80 testimonials down at the bottom of the page of people who have transformed in miraculous ways, 80 different ones. We have a lot more. We just thought we'd quit at 80. And you'll get to see
80.
All the...
Wow.
80, and you'll get to see what happens is that you get different areas worked on in your life that you never thought were possible. For instance, when you get your ancestors worked on, and they get all these positive beliefs, by the way, not only do you get them, but they get them, that your whole family changes. So not only are you changing yourself, not only are you signing up for this, but you're signing this up, you're signing up for your whole family. And something else I've never done before, I've never done this before. Every day that you remember the 21 days of healing and prayer, you're going to get an email from me telling you exactly what was worked on that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, wow, okay, so people know exactly what's being worked on each day. Oh, that is very, very, very powerful.
Right, and so every day you get an email from me telling you, it might be just you got the 50 most negative beliefs removed that day. That's all you want to do that day for 24 hours is have those removed. Or it might be you got 50 really powerful beliefs today that empower you to have excellent health. You know, God has guided me not to give you more than 50 in one day. And so, but you'll know exactly what's happening each day. Starting, and by the way, this is, you need to sign up by February 28th at 9 a.m. in the morning and Eastern time. Because I start doing this prayer work on you March the 1st. And as I said, we now have 3,500 people who have been through this so far. And you will have a transformation. We haven't even told you some of the really goodies that you get with this. You get 9 very powerful recordings. 9 powerful recordings that have this, like the healing work you just experienced earlier on this call. You're going to get 9 powerful recordings that does healing work with you. And right on the page at which you're on right now, this uwealthrevolution.com/and now, it talks about the 9 very positive, powerful recordings. You know, you have a daily recording, which I'd like you to listen to every day. You heard me talk about the SHIELD recording a little bit earlier. You're going to get that SHIELD recording. Now, here's somebody. The next recording is the wonderful collection. You know, you get empowered with knowing you are wonderful, that your mother thinks you're wonderful, that your father thinks you're wonderful. That same healing work. And you get one for miracles that empowers you to know you deserve miracles, that you have miracles. And one for passion, one for happiness, one for wisdom and discernment. I mean, these are just, you get 9 different, in, you know, these, each one of these has 4, 5, 6, 7 different pieces of healing work to each one of these. So 9 different recordings. You get 3 one-hour phone calls. That you have 1 3-hour calls with me, one every Monday, where I answer your questions, I tell you what to expect, I teach you how to pray effectively. Because most people, it's not really a good book that I know of, I'm searching for it, that tells you how to really pray effectively, how to, when you sit down and pray to God, how to get your prayers answered. And that's something that I teach during the 3 hours. One hour each week is how to pray effectively, answer your questions so you know what to expect, tell you, do some extra special healing work during those 3 hours. I don't ever tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be a surprise, an absolute surprise. And you get something called the gift. You get this once every 21 days. What the gift is, if you had sat down and written everything down in your life that you wanted, in your life, then you're going to get something that never would have made the list.
Wow.
Because it's people that say, come back and said, you know, I never would have asked for that, but I love it.
Because, oh, my gosh.
It's like a couple of people getting social life. They were like hermits before, and they now have a huge social life.
Well, I've got to say this. I've never said this on the air, and you know, I don't, I'm not going to, I'll be honest, I can't say the gift was, gave, what I'm going to say, I don't know the exact root of where it came from, but I will say this. Last year, and I just believe I'm the kind of person, if I want good things to happen, I get as much good energy moving in my life as possible, and I don't know what's going to be the direct cause of it, but I take whatever I can get. And last year, Anne, we talked, and I didn't say anything to you, but we were working on getting pregnant, and it was around the time that we talked before our season last year, and you, that was the first time you unleashed the gift, and you talked about how you had uncovered this and how you were working with, I think it was another really powerful energy worker to sort of like unwrap the magic of the gift and all that, and you said you're going to get a gift, and I said, great, you know, I didn't tell you what I wanted. I just said, you know, whatever energy you can throw my way, there's something we definitely are wanting in our life, and whatever you send me in, I'm just going to hope that it's going to move the right thing in the right place at the right time. And sure enough, I'm going to stand here about a year later, and we've got two perfectly healthy five-month-old boys, and we had been trying. So I don't know if that did it or not. I mean, we did everything we could do, but I can just say that it's really cool when you have, knowing that there's energy moving so you have gifts in your life, I think it makes a big difference. So, Anne, that's something I've never told anybody, but it was very, very interesting how things came together, and I just hope and I believe that what we do here is playing a big part in that for everybody.
You don't know what the gift's going to be. That was good, Darius. You don't know what it's going to be.
True.
You don't, but I'm going to tell you that something that everybody reports in this, that when they go through it, because your five biggest worries and your five biggest fears get eliminated in the 21 days. You will feel like your fears and worries have taken a permanent vacation. I can promise you that. Mm-hmm. Everybody who goes through the 21 days feels that way. You know, that their worries and fears have taken a permanent vacation. You'll have an inner strength that will enable you to look any adversity square in the eye and stay strong.
Wow.
We found that people are going through divorces, horrendous divorces, happily.
Mm.
People are through foreclosures on their homes, happily. And it doesn't mean you have to be going through really traumatic times to be going to do this.
Okay.
People are going through really good times, who have even better things happen in their life, who start getting awards at work, who start exercise programs, who just up their game tremendously. Your stress level will plummet, giving you inner peace you've never have been able to find in these uncertain times.
Oh,
and then you'll have the self-esteem to take the bold action to begin your path to financial prosperity.
I was going to say, you've got a huge amount of bonuses here, and I can I run through them, because I think we're going to get people asking again what's included. So I just to summarize, so it's a 21-day program. Every day you're doing something, and you let them know now what that is, so they're able to experience it, you know, viscerally and energetically and intuitively, but then they also know. They get these calls with you once a week where they literally get to ask questions, get work done, and they get 10 minutes of healing work from you every single day for 21 days. But then you're also doing the one-hour content calls a week, and then you have all of these bonuses or things that where you're actually imprinting people with new beliefs. Number one, that they are wonderful. The number two, that they are empowered with passion. Number three, the happiness empowerment. So they're actually getting imprinted for happiness. The miracles collection, which I don't think you mentioned, but that's a huge one. So they actually expect miracles in their life? Really quickly, tell me about that.
Okay, you know, everybody wants miracles, but if you don't believe in them, if
right.
you don't believe you deserve them, okay, if you go down to the very bottom of the page, Darius, everybody, if you go down the very bottom of the page, it will tell you under the miracles one exactly what to expect. You'll be empowered to know that you believe in miracles. You believe that miracles happen to you. You'll know
right.
you deserve to have miracles happen to you. You'll expect to have miracles happen in your life. You'll know that God wants you to have miracles. You'll have faith and trust in God to perform miracles for you. And you deserve to have a miraculous healing from God.
Wow. Wow. This is at eWealthRevolution.com/Ann, A-N-N, now. And if anybody's new to us or you're just joining us, it's U-Y-O-U, WealthRevolution.com/Ann, A-N-N, now. I'm going to move through some of these because I want to ask you a question about what's different about this 21 days than any of the other ones you've done before. I know your energy is getting stronger. We've even had people, every time you come on, they sense that as you, we're sort of all aligning cosmically towards this quicker transformation. It's only magnifying you and you're developing, Ann. So I want to ask that. But the other thing you're doing is the protective shield recording, which we talked a lot about, so people can stop picking up negativity. And then there is the optimism imprinting, which is to skyrocket your success with optimism. And then the money manifesting empowerment, where you actually remove the hardwired beliefs about money from their awareness. And all of that is included. It's a $2,043 value. It is 85% off. And all of that you can get at the page uwealthrevolution.com/Ann, A-N-N, now, N-O-W. And I've got to say this, Ann, you actually charge a pretty high amount per hour for people, don't you, to do sessions?
If they can twist my arm and get me to do it, it's $2,000 an hour.
How many hours would you say they get with this? I mean,
they get 3.5 hours of healing work with this.
Wow.
So just did it by the hour, they're getting $7,500 worth of healing work. Of course, it's not one-on-one. It's in a group. But if they get 3.5 hours of healing work from me, and that's 10 minutes every day times 21 days, divided by
wow.
six, 3.5 hours. 3.5 hours healing work. Everybody, and what something else we haven't mentioned either, Darius, is that this has a 60-day money-back guarantee, everybody. If
okay.
you don't get a transformation, and we ask you when you sign up to write down, we ask you some questions so you get real clear about what you want in the beginning,
uh-huh.
what's going to happen, you know, to you in the beginning, so that you can look at it at the end, because a lot of times people get healings, they forget how bad it was in the beginning. So we ask you to write it down in the beginning. And then you can look at it at the end. You have nothing to risk, everybody. Here's miracles staring you in the face. You have this tremendous opportunity to have. Now, Darius asked me what's different. I've never asked God to imprint people with 700 different beliefs before, ever. Ever. The last.
Oh, my gosh. We don't know what's going to happen. I mean, this could be this. I mean, this is very exciting, and I'm in this, so I'm actually very excited about what's going to happen. Oh my gosh, I can't wait! 21 days is going to be wild.
I've never asked God to remove 100 negative beliefs. The most I've ever asked negative beliefs of the group that's currently, was just finishing up, is 10 negative beliefs. I've never asked God to remove 100 negative beliefs before, ever.
Wow.
Ever. And so
wow.
This one is going to be hugely different, hugely different. And I've got some surprises in store for everybody. I've got a new recording that I'm going to make that's not on here. It's going to fill every one of your cells with pure unconditional love, all 50 trillion of them for 24 hours. It's got from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, a brand new recording that empowers you to have that pure unconditional love in every one of your cells of your body. And all you have to do is listen to it once a day, and it fills all your cells with pure unconditional love. So I do these, and I have these gifts of these recordings during the 3 weeks, too. If you do all, can you imagine if I had done this years ago, Darius, I would have saved myself hundreds of thousands of dollars and fixed me, trying to heal me. And all of this is just, it's only $247. $247 with 100% money-back guarantee, a 60-day money-back guarantee.
60 days, so I mean, but 21 days, the program is 21 days, so they're done for 21 days, and then they've got, after that, what, like 39 days, or is my math off?
So they have, exactly.
Yeah, 39 days after that to just see if they like what they feel, and if they don't, they get their money back, but obviously the work's already been done, though.
It's already been done. I'm not asking for the work back. I'm just asking that, I just want you to feel comfortable and going in here and knowing that you
won't
see, because we don't have very many people ask for their money back.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Because in fact, people keep signing up for the 21 days of healing and prayer because they get such value. They get huge value that they keep signing up, Darius, because they just, you know, it's incredible. It's the easiest thing. This is the easiest ride. You get to go about living your life. You don't have to listen to any of the recordings. You don't have to come to any of the calls, but you're getting all these positive beliefs and you're getting all this healing work. Because I ask God to heal the negative charge or negative thoughts and memories you have about your mother and father going all the way back to the time you're conceived.
Right.
What you do is I ask God to heal the negative beliefs you got from your mother and father on top of this, which is huge.
Well, what I want, go ahead.
And so with all of this, you know, it's the transformation usually blows people's doors off. And when you get a transformation like this, I mean, you just want to keep going because it's so easy. It's effortless.
Well, with that being said about effortless and how the experience was and everything else, I want to remind people that uwealthrevolution.com/Ann, A-N-N, now. Dawn, are you still there? I just wanted to ask a question about that because I think when Ann says it, it sounds really awesome and we've seen it, but if someone's been through it, I'd love to kind of just hear your words, and then Ann, I want to give you sort of the final thoughts. Dawn, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here, Darius.
Oh, how sweet. Well, and how wonderful of you. Question, I mean, the one I was going to ask earlier, I think we just got so excited, which was for those people that really are wondering or not sure or thinking, okay, could that really be effortless? Any thoughts on that or anything coming forward for you that you feel compelled to share?
Well, I didn't believe it at first. I had efforted for a long time. Mm. I mean, there was, you know, little patches of cruising, but it had never been easy for me, really. So I didn't really believe it. Oh, you just have to sit and you listen. And in the 21 days, oh, you just have to live your life and Ann is praying to God for you. Yes, it's really just that easy. And now, of course, it's quite natural for me for things to be easy. There's little places in my life where I still question, oh, gosh, can it really be this easy? Should I be, like, working on this? And it's like when I go to try to work on something, it muddles it. And it's like the thought, my intuition tells me, Dawn, back off. Let it be easy. It's okay. You know, it's okay for it to be easy. And with Ann's, you know, money-back guarantee, you need to try it. You need to see that, yes, indeed, it can truly be easy.
Well, I want to say this. I mean, Dawn brought up a huge point that sometimes when we try to work on stuff, we stymie it, we muddle it, and that's sometimes in the face of what a lot of people tell us to do, but it's almost like when we put effort on something of trying to change something, we create resistance. It's like if I want my wife to change what she's doing and I grab her and I say, okay, you're going to do this, and I try to stop her, it's not going to happen. And I think is there some truth to that? I mean, is that kind of some of the mechanism of what's happening here?
Well, yes, because if you allow God and God's infinite mind, because your problem that you're experiencing has infinite tentacles to it, could go to past lifetimes. I didn't even say that some of this work is done in past lifetimes, by the way. But it could get for your mother and father. You have no idea where it all came from,
right?
But God does. So when God goes to work on, you know, your remove your 100 biggest negative beliefs that you have, God knows exactly where they came from. God knows how to get rid of them completely, totally, forever. And you don't have a clue. I wouldn't have a clue.
I
do not have a clue how to do this. God does it all. So can you imagine when we just did this work earlier about the fear of the future, fear of change, fear of the unknown, I just asked God to do the work. I had no idea how God does it, because it's different for everybody. And when you really try and work on your own issues, that's why a lot of the Eastern mystics would say, surrender it to God. Whatever it is, surrender it to God. Surrender it to God.
Exactly.
Because the bottom line is, you don't know how to take care of this, and God does. And so that's why they say, surrender it to God. And when you surrender it, and I do some of that surrendering to God too, when you surrender it to God, you just take hands-off approach and say, please handle this for me, God. And God's infinite wisdom knows exactly how to take care of it. So, yes, I think you can get in your own way. And, in fact, Mayor Baba, who's somebody who I follow, who was a perfect master on Power versus Force, he was at 1,000. We only have five perfect masters on the planet at one time. He was a perfect master. He has a chapter in one of his books, how your guru, when you finally have done what you said, that Darius, tried to fix things,
uh-huh,
and you've muddled it up bad enough, you've created such a mess, and then your guru comes in and gets it all straightened out for you.
Wow. Wow. Well, that invitation is here, and my gosh, for people to try it, even if, and I don't want to say try, because I want them to do it and expect it to work. If you're going to do something, expect and know and set the space that it will be that transformational. But if for any reason it's not, you have 39 days after the 21 days to feel it, to experience it, to enjoy it, and then, you know, do what you will. And, I mean, we honor you, whatever decision there is. So, Anne, thank you so much for being here. This was another incredible call, another incredible session, tons of work done, tons of powerful things that people experienced. I know that we've had so many people write in about their heads buzzing, their bodies buzzing, things happening. It's literally just amazing, and I'm so glad that we were able to do this.
Oh, thank you, Darius. It's always an honor to be with all your people. It's an honor to be a member of this Awakening group, and thank you so much. You're a blessing to all. You really are.
Thank you. Thank you, Anne. And thank you, Dawn, for being on as well. And thank you, everybody, for sharing and being a part of this huge event and helping get this out there by sharing it with friends and family.